USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything-goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Arrests from election fraud have recently been unsealed. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Among those arrested include two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. Officials say some also engaged in naturalization fraud and misuse of visas, permits, and other documents relating to voter registration. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. The charges date back to the fall of 2019, though the cases were just unsealed.
In national elections, successful electoral fraud on a sufficient scale can have the effect of a coup. In a narrow election, a small amount of fraud may suffice to change the result. Even if the outcome is not affected, the revelation of fraud can reduce voters' confidence in democracy. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Michigan's next election cannot use Dominion voting machines in the state. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Commissioners in Antrim County, Michigan voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in the May 4th primary, avoiding the use of machines from Dominion voting systems. Officials can't use the equipment because of a forensic audit done as part of a court case brought against the county alleging fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The county initially reported a victory for Joe Biden before flipping the results in President Donald Trump's favor by thousands of votes, citing human error. Commissioners expressed concern that reprogramming the machines and then using them would violate a judge's order. Purchasing new machines would cost around $150,000.
April 19th is the last day to register, other than in-person voting, with the local clerk for the May elections in Michigan. March Madness Day 3 in the NCAA men's basketball.
It was another day of upsets at the NCAA tournament as three double-digit seeds punched their tickets to the Sweet 16 on Sunday. 12-seeded Oregon State continued their hot streak, fending off a comeback attempt from 4-seeded Oklahoma State to win 80-70. The 11-seed in the Midwest, Syracuse Orange, got by the 3rd-seed West Virginia 75-72, and the magic continued for Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles becoming just the second 15-seed to make it to the Sweet 16 after beating 7th-seeded Florida 81-78. Illinois became the first number one seed to fall, losing to Loyola Chicago 71-58. Top-seeded Baylor, Arkansas, Houston, and Villanova all also moving on to the second weekend of the tournament.
Dan Hrocky reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.